mastering your emotions so you can be a safe space for the feminine is actually, to me, the art of masculinity.
So I think it means two things to me. One, it's always like in the eye of the beholder. So realize that it's okay to have a different view than somebody else. Two, it's always being created and recreated.
I think it means an openness to growth, an openness to learning, an openness to looking at what is masculinity to me and having curiosity about what parts are serving me and what parts maybe aren't serving me so well anymore.
And so the art of masculinity is truly that. If you can master being a lion and a lamb, you've mastered masculinity.
The art of masculinity to me means knowing how to gracefully dance between both the feminine flow and the structure of the masculine.
This is The Art of Masculinity with your host, Johnny L. Sasser.
Oh, shit. Welcome back to The Art of Masculinity, guys. We are kicking off another episode, and this one is all about small wins. There's a big theme amongst self-development where everybody wants you to figure out your purpose. And when you know your purpose, that's when you can create your money. That's when you can create your mission. Blah, 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 blah. All right. It's a bunch of horse shit. Now, I talk about purpose, yes. But there is a fine line to trying to get somebody to define what the rest of their life really looks like and what lights them up, as opposed to letting them experience life and grab what really lights them up. Very different. And so what I am an advocate of is for continually piecing together small wins. Now, why is that a big deal? Right? Because as we continue to stockpile wins, we actually start to build momentum. So most people end up finding themselves in a predicament where, say, for instance, they go to a self-development or self-improvement arena or event. And in that, they get this huge level of motivation to just fucking crush it when they get back. And they do for a while, but then they always taper off, lose steam. Losing steam becomes no steam. No steam becomes backwards trajectory. And then they find themselves in the same place they started. Typically, that's what I see a lot of. And in that, the reason why is because when you come out of those things, you're emotionally charged, but you're also charged to see that person who you paid money to go watch be on a stage and be larger than life because they've made the money, they got the businesses, they're there talking to you, and you've put that person on a pedestal and you say, I want to be where that person is. I wish I was there. I will be there. So you see this large goal, but you're looking at that person's step 27 and you're at step 3. Right. And so then you get that momentum because they're always in the forefront of your mind for the first week. You get that momentum and then you're like, yeah, this is fucking awesome. I'm steamrolling this. We're crushing it. I'm getting all these things done. Then all of a sudden the next week comes and a little less gets done. And then the picture becomes very large as to what you're trying to do. And then the next week comes and all of a sudden you miss a few days from doing shit. Then it's like really starting to get sluggish. And then the following week comes and you're basically not doing a goddamn thing to get to this massive picture of what you believe you're supposed to be at. And then after that, it starts to become kind of resentful. Then you're not wanting to do shit. And then you're back in the same old place that you were when you started before you went to the event. So then you got to go to the event again. Anyways, the point of this is if you just took the life hack of coming out of even something like that and just giving yourself small wins, right? Little wins. You're not building a fucking multi-million dollar business in 2 weeks. It's just not happening, guys. But if you give yourself small wins, let me be consistent with X habit, or let me be consistent with this, or let me reach out to this, or let me, you know, create this, like whatever it is, give yourself small wins. I'll tell you an example is when I left the doing protection, and when I found that I was kind of struggling when I was back at home because of the fact that I just didn't have a purpose anymore. What I did was I gave myself the goal of doing a bodybuilding show. I needed that. And I've lifted my whole life since I was 16 years old. And I love lifting. It's a part of who I am. Working out is a part of who I am. It just is part, it's ingrained in me. So doing a bodybuilding show, and I had talked about it before when I was younger, like, oh, I'd love to do something like that. That's really cool. I know I could. It'd be super easy for me. And it wasn't, I mean, it's not easy. It was easier for me because I don't have any like addictions to food, and I love working out. So neither of those were really hard. But that's just my own opinion. Anyways, not trying to be a dick, but ultimately I gave myself a small win. I gave myself 12 weeks. And the thing with small wins is you get to see early and consistent progress. With larger wins, it may not take years for you to see progress. I have large goals with this podcast. I have large goals with my business. I haven't seen those wins really yet. Now, they're coming. I'm starting to see some of it. I'm starting to see progress. But gosh, man, it was, you know, 2 years before I saw anything. And so you got to give yourself the ability, because humans need to have positive reinforcement. You got to give yourself the ability to have small wins, guys. You've got to say, okay, let this kind of, let me stack a couple of these chips in the corner. So that way, when I make the big bet, I got some things to kind of sit on. And that's where these come in handy. Now, the second piece in where small wins come in handy is the fact that a lot of times what we do, not a lot of times, 100% of the time, we don't know what we don't know. And when we give ourselves small goals that then we end up getting positive reinforcement from when we accomplish, those small goals end up leading us into new opportunities. Those new opportunities end up leading us into new relationships. Those new relationships end up leading us into new thought processes. Those new thought processes end up leading us into new opportunities. You see where I'm going with this? You want to find your purpose, start stacking small wins. Purpose doesn't come from an overnight epiphany. Purpose comes from you constantly being part of life, experiencing it, and utilizing those small wins and what you've learned to see what it is in life you really even enjoy, to find what lights you up and to create purpose. That is really how we can find our purpose. The more you have conversations with people, the more you open up your door for experiences with other type of work, with other type of modalities, with other type of just experiences, conversations, you know, when you get yourself in different positions to be uncomfortable a little bit, you might find your purpose. You will find your purpose over time. And you'll also stack up a lot of positive reinforcement for transitioning to whatever it is you're going into. So think about the small wins that you're accruing every day. Maybe you don't have any right now. Perfectly fine. Just something for you to think about. Something for you to put in your back pocket and say, okay, I have the ability to get these wins. If I want to move up in trajectory, if I want to start changing, I need to stack up these wins. I need to stack up the pluses. That way it's in favor of me when I get into the lean times, because they're going to come. You will have lean times, guys. So make sure that if you're looking for your purpose right now, you're asking the question of what small wins am I getting? And depending on that, you're asking yourself, how can I create small wins consistently to start to build on progress every day? When that happens, purpose will show up. But until we do this, you're either going to try really hard to find your purpose, which tends to not actually find your purpose. It finds you something to do to satisfy this, you know, idea of needing purpose, which tends to typically not be your purpose. You try to fit a round peg into a square hole, or square peg into a round hole. And that's what you try doing. But you don't need to do that, guys. I'm here to tell you that. The small things that you do, I'm testament to this, and so are many other people in the self-development space, but people just don't talk like this. A lot of it was through small wins, small steps. That consistent progress created big changes, and those big changes developed purpose. So take that with you, guys. It's not incredibly, you know, earth-shattering, but in my opinion, it's the quickest way to get out of your own way, is to allow yourself to build on the small pieces that you can and bring you enjoyment and create a great life and happiness. So, all right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Art of Masculinity. If you are enjoying this podcast, please make sure that you guys are heading over to Apple iTunes and Spotify, leaving us a 5-star review and letting everybody know what you enjoy about the podcast. That way, when newcomers are sniffing around, they're able to see what's going on the show and maybe dive in, hang out with us for a little bit. So I appreciate all of you guys listening. I appreciate everybody who trusts me with their time, because I know it is very important to you. And I hope that this gave you some wisdom today that you can take into your life immediately. All right, everyone, I appreciate you. And as always, remember to drop the ego and stay humble. Until next time.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced, from the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support. The new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with 2 tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to RadioBeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's RadioBeats.com, code DEAL.